This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, greatest people on the face of the earth? Oh, yeah, I'm talking to you, conservative Americans. Legal, conservative Americans. Which, you know, that goes without saying. You wouldn't come to this country as and become an American unless you did it legally if you call yourself a conservative. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. You are amazing people. I mean, if I was going to live my life around a group of people, regardless of color, whatever, I wouldn't care if all of you were purple. The way you are, I would live around you if you were purple and you had feet like hobbits. And that would be the only gene pool I could pick from. All of you would become beautiful purple feet, purple hobbit people with the big ugly feet, and it would become beautiful to me. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I wouldn't care if you had all the women had chin whiskers and you looked like trolls. You would be gorgeous. Because you would be the best people on the face of the planet. You would be what everyone would emulate, what people would want to be like. The good news is, we're all gorgeous. We don't look like hobbits. We don't have feet like Fred Flintstone with, you know, that look like Sasquatch put you know, shoes. No, we are beautiful people. Inside and out. Why do I say that about you? Because I want you to understand who you are. I want you to understand, when you're listening to this show, and by the way, I'm not just blowing, you know, a little dust up your skirt here. I'm telling you, you look gorgeous. You're beautiful. You're amazing. Do you know this? In the last 18 months, Americans gave $410 billion to charity. Get this. You spent 7 billion hours volunteering for causes. That's unheard of in countries around the world. They are worried about eating. Hey, let me put it to you this way. In the last few weeks, do you think France is worried about all the social issues and volunteering and helping and donating money? No. You know what they're worried about? They're worried about their electricity. They're worried about their cars. Can they put gas in their cars so they can go work and pay an exorbitant amount of taxes so they can have an influx of illegals, an influx of mostly Muslims who laugh at them? I posted a meme of a Muslim guy telling a joke, and he says an African guy comes to Germany, walks up to, you know, somebody, and the guy goes, "I'm Syrian." The other guy goes, "I'm such and such." And the other guy goes, "I'm whatever." And he goes, "Well, where are all the Germans and all these illegals, these terrorists that have come from all these other countries?" Said, "They're working, clown. Where do you think they are? They're working to bring us in and pay our way. That's how stupid the Europeans are." Let me tell you something, white people. Let me tell you something. You people crack me up. Y'all are the easiest people on the planet. Richard Pryor used to joke and talk about when he would date a white woman. He'd go, "You don't understand, woman, it's a black thing." And the white woman would go, "I guess you're right." Yeah, so Richard gets caught screwing around with some other woman. And then his woman goes, "I don't understand you, Richard. Oh, my gosh." He goes, "You wouldn't understand, woman, it's a black thing." And she's like, "Okay." Said no black woman ever. She would say, "Well, I guess me cutting you up is a black thing." You know, try it with a Latino woman. White women, man. Y'all, and it's funny, running game on white folks is, it's a religion for minorities. It's become a religion in every culture. Muslims are now running game. We will beat them at their own game. We will get elected. We will change the rules. We will do Sharia. They won't even know what hit them. We will use their rules. You want to know why? Because white folks think it's always going to be fair. And we convince you. Barack Obama, "We need fair elections." Yeah. They talk about fairness. They talk about common sense. We need common sense, gun reform. Yeah. The common sense of gun reform is, I'm going to take them away from you. I'm going to take them. And then I'm going to use them against you. And if you give me any grief, I'm just going to shoot you and kill you. But you know what? It'll be fair. Yeah, it'll be fair. That's what they talk about. You understand it. Thankfully, you know what? I hope that you pay attention to me and I give you some sort of strength to say, you need to stand up for yourself. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what gender you are. I don't care what religion you are. If someone attacks you, yours, what you hold dear, near and dear, you need to attack, not defend. That's not, I'm not going to defend, oh, well, Kevin, you know, you're a racist, or you a Uncle Tom sellout. Listen, I try to do a lot for black people, and I'm just, I'm not going to give you my resume. I'm going to get in your face. Shut up, clown. You don't do nothing for black people over here talking to me. What you talking about? I'm going to be in your face. You're not going to make me defensive about who I am. Try it. Go ahead. I'll wait. Yeah, smart move. Woo! You give some more. 18 months, $410 billion. Billion. Let me just put it. Okay, let's put that down into some other numbers. So let's take it down to 12 months, which would be 2/3 of that. Okay, so roughly $250 billion. You would have given more than the GDP of over half the country. More than that. I'm not going to look it up, but go look at the GDP of countries. $250 billion of your charity every year. You give away 7 billion hours of your time. You want to put a number on that? Put $10 an hour. You could add another $70 billion to that number. Suddenly you're at 300 something billion. And let's just, if you use $15 an hour, which is the going rate, right, for the leftism, that's the fair wage, that's the livable wage, then it's $150 billion. No, I'm sorry, that's not right. It would be just over $10 billion, give or take. So 11.5, but whatever. So it's $10.5 billion. $10.5 billion, I'm going to do the math right. That's what you gave away. Add that to the number, 250 plus the $10.5 billion. And you know what did it? This word that the left wants to make evil. Capitalism. Capitalism created that prosperity, that generosity. Capitalism allows us to be a giving population to give. And let me tell you, that is why God blesses us. God blesses us because we don't squander it. Leftists squander it. They go buy the latest and greatest, the biggest and baddest or whatever, and then they decry you for going out and earning it. You want to know why? I tell you this all the time. Leftists hate capitalists because they proved to them that you can earn your way. They don't want to earn their way. They want somebody to gangster their way to capital, to prosperity. They want daddy to give it to them, but they don't want to earn it. You're willing to earn it. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. Mueller time again today. I'm going to try it again, second hour. We're going to go with that. We're going to talk about things that we aren't talking about anymore because I like to bring that stuff up. You know how I am. You know how my mind works. Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bye. Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So this radio show host, a guy named Phil Hendry, he tweets me and he says, I would have no effing problem if my son were gay. Something else. And then he ends it by saying that I and somebody else need to go live in the real. He goes, do you live with human beings or something like that? And I listened to Phil Hendry years ago. I love the guy's show. He's a talented dude. And I don't even remember what I tweeted. They could have set this clown off. But here's what I said to him. I tweeted back. I said, congratulations to you, first of all. If you have a son and he was gay and you accept that, congratulations. Here's what I say. I have four sons. I am proud. I'm ecstatic that they're not gay. That doesn't make me anti-gay. I said, so, you know, you can try the homophobic stuff on somebody else, but it's not going to work on me. And I said, what else did I say? I said something to the effect that if one of my sons were gay, if all of them were gay, I would accept it. I'd wonder what the heck was wrong with my, you know, chemical makeup or their moms. But other than that, I would just go, wow, that's a statistical dang near impossibility, but okay. And I would accept it. But if you think I'm sitting around here wish, oh man, my little boy is born, I hope he's gay. No. I don't know many fathers who think that way. I don't think there are many moms going, geez, I hope my daughter's gay. Doesn't make us homophobic. See, we think about, oh, well, you know, maybe they want to get married and I'd like to have some grandkids. And I'm not talking about adopted. I'm talking about of my own, my bloodline. Now, I'm smart enough to understand that, you know, there are people out there who can't have children and they have extended families and those families are just as important as their biological families. I have four adopted sons along with my four boys. I'm just as proud of what they accomplish. None of them are gay, but, well, actually, I take that back. One of them is gay. One of them's gay. For those that they go, oh, Kevin is gay. Laurent is gay. You know, it's funny because when he first came over and stayed with me, I went, I think Laurent's gay. I didn't know for sure. Then he left, went back to Paris, came back to work for Disney in Orlando, said he met somebody. And we were like, well, is it, yeah, his name is, and at that point, it was bona fide he was gay, and we didn't go, well, he can't be part of our house, he's out of the house. No, he actually came and visited, we've gone to Paris and spent time with, I mean, you know, hey, there you go, Mr. Homophobia. So anyway, I ended it by saying, Mr. Effing Sanctimonious, by the way, I do live by humans. See, I don't live by any leftists who are willing to divide people based on sexuality or colors and all these other things. I live by people that just take people for what they are. We don't worry about their sexuality and all these other things that you guys do. I live by conservatives. Therefore, human beings. I don't live by pigs like you. That's what I wrote back to Phil Hendry. That tweet's out there. See, what people want to do, they want me to be defend. Oh, you don't want your sons to be gay. No. You're doggone right I don't. And by the way, neither do you. See, what Phil Hendry can say to me, he can make me believe that he's sitting in the maternity ward going, oh, I hope my son is born gay. I don't even think gay people think that. I think what they think is, I hope my son is born healthy, and I hope that the life that I give them makes them a well-adjusted human being. See, I never thought about the sexuality of my sons other than I knew when the doctor said, it's a boy, I went, oh, well, his genitalia is on the outside. That's what I knew. That's what I recognized. It was, in fact, it was during the sonogram that I went, there it is. It's a boy. I didn't think, is it a boy that might turn out to be gay or straight? A boy that might turn out to be a doctor or a janitor. I just said, ooh, does he have all his fingers and toes? But you know what? Even if he didn't, I still would have been okay with it. That's what I love about these sanctimonious freaking liberals. They want you to feel bad. If you go, geez, I hope my child has all his fingers and toes. You anti-handicapped piece of crap, you. No. I just would like my child to be born with all the accoutrements that the human body is supposed to have functioning the way they should. And if I don't wish for that, it doesn't mean that I'm against the handicapped. Here's a little dirty secret, Phil Hendry. When my child was conceived, I probably guessed he would be black. I didn't go, God, I sure hope my child is born white. Oh my gosh. When the baby was born, I didn't go, oh man, shit, another black one. I just took it. I took my poison pill of black children, dadgummit. I didn't complain. Little did I know it would pay off. But you know what? I chose the wrong side of the doggone argument. Why did I have to become a conservative? I could have took my little black children and I could have just milked you white people. I could have milked you dry. I couldn't milk you dry. Dang it, man. I blew it. Phil Hendry, I blew it. These people. Hey, you want your child. You mad about your child being this way? Now, look. Kevin Hart went on to say, if my son was playing with a dollhouse, I'd smash it. I told you guys a story. My kid was pushing at 1 year old when he could barely walk. He loved this pink. Went to the store. He could walk. He picked a pink little baby carriage with a doll in it. And what does Melissa do? She buys it for him. I went, what in the world are you thinking, woman? I go, I don't want this boy playing with dolls. She said, that doesn't mean anything. He just liked the colors. And I was like, okay, that don't make me a gay hater. See, fathers and people have preconceived ideas about having sons. For example, as a martial artist, I dreamed of training my child in martial arts. I dreamed of throwing a baseball with my sons. Once I knew they were coming out boys. See, I'll even let you in a dirty little secret. I didn't want girls. You want to know why? It had nothing to do with the fact that they were girls. It had to do with, I don't know how to raise a girl. You want to know why? Because I'm a boy. I was all boy. I didn't want to have to deal with it. But that doesn't make me a misogynist. It didn't make me a mean-spirited person towards women. In fact, quite the opposite. I respected women. I respected my friends that had. I didn't go to my friends with daughters and go, oh, yeah, you got the round head. You got the sound head in the stick. Yeah, you got a girl, boy. Yeah, yeah. Look at me. I got all these boys. You got all them girls. You must be. You mad? You mad at me, ain't you? No, I didn't do anything like that. One of my best friends had his daughter, Whitney. Beautiful girl. She went to college, played volleyball, tall. He's tall. Kind of Eddie Murphy, looks like Eddie Murphy, Mark does. When I tell you Brittany's beautiful, Mark's wife, Nina, showstopper. And, you know, Mark's a good-looking guy. They made a spectacular, beautiful young girl. But I don't want her. Not because she's not a beautiful, well-adjusted young girl, but I wouldn't have known how to raise her. Now, you go, well, Kevin, she, I could have raised her or whatever. Well, maybe so. But I didn't know how, so I wanted boys. When somebody goes, what do you want? Is that a setup question?
I just would like a
don't say healthy child, because we'd get you for that too. So Kevin Hart gets beat up over this subject, loses his gig with whatever, came out, apologized many times. I wouldn't have apologized for Jack. I would have said, man, shoot, it was a joke. I'm a comedian. It's jokes. But you can't say anything these days because it's that hot, man. It's hot. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Michael Cohen, President Trump's former personal attorney, was sentenced to 3 years in prison after pleading guilty to tax evasion, campaign finance violations, and lying to Congress about a Trump real estate project in Russia.
Cohen will have to report to jail on March 6th. Jonathan Turley is a law professor at George Washington University. He's also a Fox News contributor. He believes President Trump never should have hired Cohen.
And Michael Cohen never had a good legal reputation. He never had a reputation as someone who was a particularly good lawyer. He was a bit of a thug, and the president hired him.
A group of roughly 100 Central American migrants currently camped out in Tijuana, Mexico, have reportedly sent a letter to the U.S. government demanding entry or $50,000 each to go back to their home countries. The group gave the consulate 72 hours to respond to the letter, but they also said they have no plans if their demands are rejected. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I said I was going to talk about all the things we weren't talking about, and I got caught up in that Kevin Hart story, the homophobic tweets and stuff. Man, people are so sensitive today, it's crazy. If you don't agree with something, you must automatically disagree with something else. In other words, that's not even a better way to put it. It's like, if I like a Corvette, then every other car, every other person that owns another car can call me an anti-that car person. That's the logic by which leftists live. Hey, Kevin, I heard your wife's pregnant. What do you want? Well, you know, I'd like a little boy.
You misogynist woman hater.
You know what? Why did you ask? I used to joke at what somebody one day told me, and at the time, I'll admit it, I was arrogant, but they would say to me, yeah, Kevin, I was at that party and somebody asked if you was a black belt and you said, yeah. Yeah, man, they were like, yo, he's all arrogant and stuff. And I went, well, I didn't even bring it up. Who brought it up? Well, I had told them that you're a martial artist and you're a black belt. So, well, then, what do you want me to? The host of the party revealed to you that Kevin teaches martial arts or whatever, blah blah blah, and then the guy comes over and says, "Yeah, man, I heard you do some martial arts." You go, "Yeah, I do." You know, so what are you? I'm black belt.
He's such a braggart.
How'd you do in school? I made straight A's.
Oh, look at him. He's talking about himself.
No, it's the truth. If you can't handle it,
you.
That's what I say.
You.
Because I'm sick of these people. They want to tell you what they... And so now you can't discuss all this stuff. You can't discuss Islam. In Minnesota, they want to pass a law that says if you speak ill of Islam, you can get in trouble there. Same thing they're doing in France. Same thing they're doing in Britain, throughout Europe. These laws are going to get overturned. They're going to get overturned. You want to know why? Because we are exporting sanity now. Donald Trump is showing the world what's going on. There's a revolts in France. They aren't even talking about the revolts going on in Belgium. Belgium's got this. They are starting there. Pretty soon it's going to spread. You're going to watch it go to Germany. You're going to watch it go to not as much in Austria and Poland and places like that where they don't have as big of issues. But you're going to watch it spread. Italy's prime minister, newly elected, he walked through the crowd, people reaching out, high-fiving this dude. You know why? Because he is all about Italian culture, Italian culture, and saying, we are going to stick together. We are going to become a nationalist country like America. We're going to take care of our own. I love it. See, it's going to give us places to go. You may actually want to go build a house, you know, on the coast of Italy somewhere. Because if you take your money and you do it and you contribute to society, you know how the Italians are going to treat you? They're going to treat you like, look at you, you Trumpian American. Look at you. Thank you for coming over here and spending that money and keeping Italians working for you on your manor. And when you come to town, you're taking part of the culture. And by the way, you appreciate the culture. Hey, Chabella, good morning to you. You're not out there trying to do it. And, hey, good morning. Good morning, buddy. You're like, good morning. How are you today? With your Italian accent. Man, people are crazy. Hey, how about that caravan? How about that caravan? It made it to the shores. I know this sounds like old news, but it's not old. I'm asking you, what about it? It was supposed to, they were going to come over here, they were going to bogart their way into our country, and they didn't. We had one girl hop the fence and have her baby here, and you know what it did? It ignited the controversy, exactly what we were talking about. She marched her pregnant butt thousands of miles. Why? So she could have an American child? That child is no more American than the next African baby born in Kenya. Oh, that was a bad one to think. Let me pick another country. I don't want the birthers, you know, alluding that I was saying something. I'm just saying that child is not American. You can't just have a baby in America and become American. And we got to change the 14th Amendment, period. How about we do that? How about we work on that? We make that one of our core issues. Birthright citizenship. Anyway, there's nothing to the caravan. They're stuck in Mexico. The mayor of Mexico, Gastelum, says, I'm pro-Trump. The president of Mexico is saying, we'll keep them here till we can send them home. Have you heard of them invading in droves? No, it's a trickle. And we're catching most of them. But here's what I wanted to tell you, because it's a shout out to ICE. Immigration Control Enforcement. These agents busted 105 illegal aliens over a five-day operation in the state of New Jersey. 80% of the people that they busted had already been convicted of past crimes. And those crimes included things like drugs, violent crime, fraud, and pedophilia. And that's a sample of the people that the Democrats want into this country. 80% of the people they busted in this ICE raid, which means over 80 people, were already convicted of pretty dangerous crimes in America. But no, the leftists will tell you they're all good people. You think it was a random sampling that ICE decided to raid? You think it was, they went, you know what, let's go to the most dangerous areas where the banditos hang out. It was a random sampling. Over 80 people of 105. That's what you get. But no, leftists want you to believe, oh, no, they're all good people. They're contributing to the economy. We want more of them in. For what? Okay, so great. You want more of them in. You know what Bill Gates and all these Silicon Valley guys are wanting? They want faster processing of H-1B visas for people who can actually work. The legal citizens, the people wanting to get here legally to do work, because they can't fill the jobs fast enough. I mean, I would love to take black kids, get them out of bad situations, train them in IT and technology, and put them into the Googles and the Facebooks and the Microsofts of the world, and let them see the world from that side. See, we're too busy worrying about entertainment. Black folks, I'm talking about black kids, too busy worried about hip-hop. That next, you know, watching a growing up hip-hop. And what's the one with the singers, the black singers, and things like this. Rich Housewives of Atlanta. You know, they all want to be the glam black chicks and black dudes, you know, with the bling. That's what they emulate. They want to be a LeBron James when they got no skills. And they aren't even interested in honing the skills. They just want to play it on a video game, go out and play a couple of games here and there in the neighborhood and think that's going to do it. It's not going to do it. They want to be the next Will Smith or whatever. They're not willing to put in the time, the work, the energy, the effort, Why? Because it should come, man. There's some white dude there that if I promise him my vote, he'll get me that. He'll get me that big gig in the NBA. He'll get me that big TV deal, that movie deal, that record deal. What? What? What y'all looking at me for? That's the way it works, right? They don't tell these kids, if you want something, it takes hard work. What's wrong with that? Oh, that's right. Hard work is racist. Remember the professor that said hard work is racist? What's the rationale for that? Hard work is racist. It implies the work of the slaves, you know, and all the work that they did picking all that cotton and stuff. I don't even know what your rationale would be. Hard work is not racist. Hard work is character building, is what it is. But don't ask a leftist that. For them, hard work is racist. Yeah, I tell you, it kind of is, because if you go back and you look at how the Clintons have earned their money, look at how they did it. They finagled their way. They took a very good pitch man, a flim flam artist named Bill. They put a very calculating shrew behind him, and they set out on a course, and they stayed very focused on that. That was the hard work. But then it got easy. Because once he was governor, then if it weren't for Bill himself, he would have been easily elected president because he would have been out of his own way. And then they put him into office. He skated through on the still running on the wind left in the sails from President Reagan. And then he had a Congress that wouldn't let him get away with anything. And bada bing, bada boom, he was canonized in history. And then he and his wife orchestrated. That was only the beginning, because you remember they left the White House poor, but they orchestrated getting millions and millions of dollars, and now they're worth over a couple hundred million dollars. The Obamas, they say, are worth $120 million. Laziest people on the planet, worth a hundred and something million dollars, became an instant multimillionaire once he got elected. And I could go on. How do you think the money Pelosi went from being her declaration in 2008 was, I think, 12 million. The next year she was worth 20 something, almost 25 million. And the following year she was worth 36 million, almost $37 million. So she tripled her income in the worst economic period in American history. Easy. Easy to do. Many of them are like that. So yeah, they think it's easy. So hard work is racist, I guess. Because if you're not part of the Pelosi plan, you're stupid. You're out there slaving away and doing it. Man, you better get on the program. Short break. We'll be back in a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So, this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology. Right now, it's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Come on, we talked about today a whole lot of Hillary Clinton's emails, which will bore you. You're okay with
that? The next time the hearing will be public? Was there any talk of that?
There wasn't any talk of it. I think they want to do it the same way. I wish it were going to be public, but I think we're going to have to do it the same way again.
You said you were okay with the Barr nomination itself. Did you have any concerns about the firing of Jeff Sessions and the president continually going after Jeff Sessions for not recusing himself in the Mueller investigation?
I think the president's attacks on the Justice Department broadly and the FBI are something that no matter what political party you're in, you should find deeply troubling. And continue to speak out about, not become numb to attacks on the rule of law.
So with the firing of Sessions specifically, do you have
that's not something I can comment on.
Mr. Comey, can I ask you a question on FISA, the major issue for the Republicans? Did you have total confidence in the document when you used it to secure a surveillance warrant and also in the subsequent renewals?
Total confidence that the FISA process was followed and that the entire case was handled in a thoughtful, responsible way by DOJ and the FBI. I think the notion that FISA was abused here is nonsense.
That was James Comey after he got out of his questioning, and he has total confidence that the FISA process was followed properly. This guy is an imbecile. I mean, for him to say that shows you he deserves how do people like this get ahead and make millions of dollars is beyond me. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. Kevin Jackson is your host. 844-551-8255. This has just been a crazy we talked about Comey yesterday. I talked about Mueller a little bit. I'm going to talk a lot about Mueller here in a minute because we are in phase two of Mueller time. We've got the beer after beer. You've got the time. We got it. Mueller. Anyway, Comey cracks me up. He's out there confident. You know why he's confident? Because he believes he didn't say anything wrong. He believes it all that, well, I'm not really sure. I think about, all the who shot John is going to get him out of this mess. It won't. I know people out there, you want justice and you want it right away. It doesn't happen like that. It isn't like the real world. We're talking about politics. So it's not going to happen. A few people did comment about this stuff. Napolitano comment about Mueller. Who else do we have? Garamendi, a Democrat on Cohen sentencing. So let's play those because this is going to be a... it's a little longer segment, so we'll probably get to them. Let's see. How about... Napolitano. You want to do that one? Yeah, let's do Napolitano.
Well, the feds reportedly ramping up their investigation into the ties between the brother of Hillary Clinton, Clinton's campaign manager, and Paul Manafort.
These developments showing the scope of Mueller's probe going well beyond the initial question of collusion.
And this is the first time we have someone even associated with Democrats that I can tell. Here to weigh in, Fox News senior judicial analyst, Judge Andrew Napolitano.
I think you're right, Brian. This is the first time anybody associated with Democrats. So this is not, strictly speaking, a Bob Mueller investigation. This is an example of where he discovers something. His FBI agents learn something about Podesta's brother in the course of interrogating witnesses in D.C. They refer it up here to Manhattan. So the federal prosecutors here are looking at, what are they looking at? They're looking at whether or not the Podesta firm, in conjunction with the Manafort firm, did lobbying for political groups in the Ukraine and did not tell the federal government. Now you might say, big deal. Okay, it is a big deal. Because in 1938, when the statute was enacted, and there were Americans who were helping the Nazis in Germany, the federal government quite properly enacted a statute saying, you're doing political work for a foreign political entity, we have the right to know about it. So is the failure to register a crime? Yes and no. If it's an honest mistake, you can register retroactively.
Which I think they did, didn't they?
Yes, but if you have deceived the government, if you've done it more than once, if you're hiding information from the government, that's the crime. That's what the feds in Manhattan are looking at with respect to this Podesta group and its connections to Manafort.
And they folded up shop immediately, and Greg Craig is involved, too. And Greg Craig was a former Obama White House counsel.
And a defense lawyer for Bill Clinton in the impeachment trial. Yes, and to this point, very prominent lawyer at a very prominent law firm.
This is one of those things, be careful what you wish for, because the Democrats have been pushing this, and now suddenly, wait, one of their guys got ensnared?
Like the point that Brian made, this is the first time that the Democrats are any Democrat is arguably within the ambit of something that that Bob Mueller does.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. This is the little stuff and Napolitano's talking about. The big stuff is still waiting to happen. But we have one more quote, one more clip on that, which is that Strassel, Kimberly. Yeah, let's play the Kimberly Strassel clip.
We keep hearing that special counsels, well, they're just got to follow all these different crimes as they come across them. This has been the excuse. This is why he supposedly went after, Manafort, Cohen, all these people that have nothing to do with collusion. Well, the very first crime that ever happened here, and so far as I know, the only crime related to Russia collusion was the leaking of Michael Flynn's name, which was a complete felony. And, you talk to people like Devin Nunes, the head of the House Intelligence Committee, he'll say that was the worst leak he had ever seen in the history of the government in terms of the amount of information it gave to our adversaries about our collection methods.
Let me just clarify this. Tell me if I have this right. What you're saying is that Kislyak, we're tapping his phones, and he knows it.
Yeah.
So if Kislyak talks to Flynn, and Flynn's on the other side, Flynn's an American.
Mm-hmm.
We should not have that name unmasked, correct?
Well, right.
And how does the Washington Post get it?
Yeah, well, there's two aspects. There's what the Obama administration was doing with the unmasking, which is there's some ugly things going on there, and we still don't have all the answers to those questions. But then someone leaked the name. And that's just a flat-out felony, punishable up to 10 years in jail. And again, there seems to be no interest in the special counsel's office as to that crime and how Flynn's name got out there in the first place.
So that was Kimberly Strassel explaining the real crime here. Everything, there's been no other reason to investigate, but we get the real crime. And Mueller's nowhere near that. We don't know who did it. We don't know how it all came to be. I mean, they probably do, but nobody's doing anything. I see another special counsel in our future. I hope I do anyway. So then we got one more clip to play, and that is Newt Gingrich explaining what he calls a Russian ruse, and it's what I've been saying since this thing began. But here's Gingrich.
You have to understand, Mueller's not involved in a investigation. Mueller has a Trump destruction project. He brought on a team, all of them dedicated to destroying Trump. They've done everything they could to destroy Trump. And part of that technique, Sidney Powell described brilliantly in her book, License to Lie, about the Justice Department, part of that technique is you throw the kitchen sink. You basically threaten somebody and say, I'm going to bankrupt you, I'm going to put your son in jail, I'm going to charge you with so many different crimes, you'll never get out from under it. Now would you like to talk? And when you have the full power of the federal government against you, it's pretty tough not to try to find a way to get them off your back. But it has nothing to do with the truth. It has nothing to do with justice.
What kind of society do we live in, Americans? Holy cow, it's Kevin Jackson who you're listening to. This is scary stuff. I've said this. I don't believe there's a person listening to my radio show and who's followed me who wouldn't say this. Kevin, if the federal government wants to get you, it could orchestrate a case against you that you couldn't recover from. I don't believe anybody listening here believes that we live in a land where that's not the case. That's pretty sad. I get that the government we're going after bad people. But when the government takes it upon itself to say, I'm going to ruin someone because I want to go after this person, here's what I'll tell you. You've seen this happen at the micro level. I could tell you inside baseball stories about some petty conservatives, people that I really am embarrassed to tell you that they call themselves conservatives. I could tell you things about them that you would go, you've got to be kidding, Kevin. Somebody pitted you against some other, celebrity, if you will, when you guys had no beef, created a beef, has you and somebody else feuding, and this other person is trying to make it appear as though they're good. This is based on a true story, by the way. So there was a person who made me believe somebody was mad at me and did the same thing to this other person, and the person who was stirring up all the mess was supposedly both of our friends. So we're running along, believing what this person said. Well, here's what I will tell you. You've seen it play out multiple times on the macro, on the micro level with interpersonal relationships like that. I had never met anybody that devious in my life until I met this person. But anyway, I did. But you've seen that. And so the question becomes, well, do you think it could be played out at the macro level where somebody wants to demonize someone, make them look guilty of a crime or something? Of course you have. You've watched enough TV, you've watched enough movies, you know that the government is capable of doing this. And that's exactly what we have. We have a government out of control. They tried to do it to Trump, but they could easily try to do it to you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.